With police being in the front lines of investigating everything out of the ordinary, it's no surprise they'll come across some disturbing things. Some of the findings on this list are weird, some shocking, and some just disturbing. So, here are 6 disturbing police discoveries. Number 6. In Glen Rose, Texas, neighbors of Tasha Chantel Hatcher noticed her acting odd and immediately notified police. And it's a good thing they did, as the police found something completely unexpected and horrifying inside of her oven. Now, Tasha and her neighbors lived in a relatively peaceful area. However, one day when some of Tasha's neighbors noticed her acting a bit nervous and blasting music, they knew something was wrong and thought it would be best to get the police to investigate her house. Tasha is a single mother of a 2-year-old girl named Nevaeh. Tasha always seemed like a playful and caring mother, which made this whole situation just more shocking. When the cops arrived, they found Tasha's daughter inside of the oven, which had been turned on. Tasha admitted to willfully doing this, and as a result of her actions, her daughter suffered second and third degree burns and was hospitalized. She has since been put under foster care. Tasha has been charged with serious bodily harm to a child. She is currently being held on a $300,000 bond. Number 5. In 1969, 3 people riding in a 1950 Chevy were reported missing and were never found. Only a year later, 3 teenagers riding in a 1969 Camaro were also reported missing. For more than 45 years, their location had remained a mystery until just recently when all 6 of them were found inside both cars at the bottom of Foss Lake in Oklahoma. Jimmy Williams, Lee Johnson, and Michael Rios went missing while on their way to a football game. This was on November 20th, 1970. The Camaro, belonging to Jimmy Williams, was found at the bottom of Foss Lake by police divers who were actually in the middle of a training exercise. But that wasn't all they found. They also discovered a second car in the lake, which also had 3 bodies inside. The bodies were identified as 69-year-old John Alva Porter, who was the driver, and his friends Nora Duncan and Cleburne Hammock. They had been missing for more than 50 years. The circumstances of these deaths are still not fully known, but the police believe foul play to be the most logical explanation. It's believed that it's just too much of a coincidence that 2 nights out so long ago that happened just within a year ended in such an eerily similar fashion. It will likely never be known just what happened all those years ago. Number 4. In December of 2015, Russian officers found 37 unmarked sacks stuffed with sawdust sitting on railway cars. At first glance, the mysterious bags just seemed to contain wood shavings. However, the officers discovered that hidden inside of the bags were hundreds of severed bear parts, which smugglers intended to sell on the black market. Police confiscated 527 bear feet, a bear muzzle, bear gallbladders, and 3 musk deer glands. The body parts were destined for Asia, where they would be used for medicine. In fact, Asia is responsible for the poaching of a lot of animals. They hold beliefs that many animal parts, for example ivory and tusks, can cure diseases such as cancer. A disappointing statistic has shown that bears in the past few years have been becoming a much bigger target to poaching. Number 3. During Halloween night of 2015 in Slingerlands, New York, police discovered that 2 Halloween decorations were not what they seemed. Police were cruising Viter Road in a rather wealthy area when they coincidentally received a call from a resident on the same road telling them that they saw 2 dead body decorations hanging on their front tree. The creepy part was that they didn't hang anything on their front tree. Police arrived within minutes and saw exactly what the woman was talking about, but upon closer inspection, realized these were not decorations at all, but rather 2 real decomposed bodies. The woman recalled 2 men who were suspiciously walking around out front in her house about an hour earlier, though she couldn't give any worthwhile details about the 2 men. It's unknown if these 2 men the woman mentioned were responsible for this, who these dead bodies belonged to, if and why these 2 men killed them, and why they targeted her house. Number 2. In 2014, there was a Reddit post asking people about their scariest experiences as a police officer. A Redditor whose account has since been deleted replied to the post, explaining a situation he and his partner for the night had encountered. there was a call to inspect an air vent at an elderly woman's house, as she suspected there had been an animal or something up there, as a large part of the vent in the living room was caving down as if something were in there. She had just gotten back from a vacation that day with her daughter to find this. It was a slow night and they were the closest to the house, so they were instructed to check it out. Stepping into the house, they could immediately smell a foul odor filling the air in the house, an odor the old woman said she couldn't smell. The old woman showed the officers the specific air vent where she saw the bulge. The vent cover was very large and old-fashioned. It had four big screws that kept the cover on. The smell was most unbearable by this vent. The cops knew something was dead inside of there. They undid the screws and shined a light into the vents. They were disturbed not to see a dead raccoon or something they were expecting, but rather a dead person. They had a hard time dragging the body out as it was stuck in the narrow duct, but they were soon able to get him out and identify him. He was a bald black man, mid-40s, wearing an unzipped black hoodie with a stained undershirt underneath, denim jeans, and brown work boots. He had a knife tightly gripped in his stiff fingers, which the cops assumed was meant to harm the old woman. This duct led to an air vent outside, which is how the man was able to break in the first place. The author of the post said that since the man was apparently stuck in the vent for days in this summer heat, he could have died of a certain number of things, most likely of thirst. Number 1. On September 12, 2015, a disturbed 38-year-old Swedish doctor, whose name has not been revealed, drugged a woman he knew with strawberries he had laced with Rohypnol, raped her, and then drove her across state to imprison her inside an underground bunker he had built on his property. The woman continued to endure rape and physical harm for a few days until September 18th, when the doctor drove her back to her home 350 miles away to collect her belongings. However, the doctor grew nervous when he arrived to the house to discover police had ransacked the place. This made him decide to take her directly to them to have her inform the authorities that she was okay. Of course, the police knew better and pulled her aside to get the real story out of her. The cops immediately arrested the doctor and searched his home. And what they discovered there proved just how insane this man was. His house contained rubber masks of bearded men and old women, syringes, birth control pills, condoms, the wheelchair he used to carry the woman from her home into his car, and perhaps most disturbingly, wrist and ankle chains attached to the wall. Police speculated by the design of the bunker, with a bathroom and covered courtyard, that the doctor had planned on keeping the woman locked up there for several years. Police also believe that he was planning on doing this for years. He clearly built this bunker for the sole purpose of keeping one or more victims captive. Friends of the doctor were shocked and couldn't believe he would do something like this. He was described as helpful and polite. The exact sentencing for this doctor is unknown, but it's certain he'll be going away for a long time. As a little bonus clip, here's an interesting story. A snorkeler called the emergency services after spotting what he thought were human remains at the bottom of a lake. Police sent someone from their diving team to investigate. He took a camera down there to record the remains, and found two bodies sitting upright in plastic garden chairs and appeared to be having a tea party. One of them held this sign that read, "Bernie living the dream in the river." While the figures looked very real from a distance, upon closer inspection, the diver realized that they were plastic fakes planted by scuba divers as a gag. If these were real, this would have made for a pretty horrifying find. Feel free to follow me on Twitter, like me on Facebook, and I will see you in the next one.